Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I hope you love what you're going to hear today. If you do enjoy the podcast, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. It definitely helps. Now join Gina Paytek and myself as we talk about what we're thankful for and maybe cleaning naked. What more could you want?
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guests, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. Oh my gosh, we're in the Red Door Studio 23, and it's Thanksgiving week. What do you think, Gina?
I think I'm going to get a lot of ham.
No, you're not. No, Gina, you anti-turkey thing.
Well, I figure it's fair. My twin brother eats the turkey, I eat the ham, and then we split the rolls.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I forgot you have a twin brother. I have two sets of twins that are boy and girl, and now you're going to be a font of information because you're just slightly older than them.
Just enough that, you know, I have to define time by Darius Rucker versus Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that because I'm only 30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Thanksgiving is coming, and I'm so glad you're in the studio. Gina Paytek, my trusty assistant, which I make your life so joyful, I'm sure.
I mean, I never know what's coming next, so it's always fun.
Isn't that fun? Because, you know, our job is kind of so cool, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. You get to go out and talk to people while you're shopping and be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
you
we
doing?
Just trolled Myers, going and looking for victims to be on the podcast. And we found a couple. And then, of course, my beautiful iPhone fails. It recorded the whole time. And we go, the people leave, and it says, 1 second of recording, and it was like a 3-minute interview.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
That stunk.
I think it was that update, because then your memos started playing and everything. And
yeah, it was crazy.
Apple, I'm going to need you to do a patch.
Yeah, Apple, we need help, please. So, I hope you're having great holidays. Gina, what I want to talk about on the podcast today is what we're thankful for at the Julie Tussey Show. And we read a bunch of articles, didn't we, about what people are thankful for.
Definitely.
It's the time of year to be thankful.
Yeah, and they ranged pretty far. Some of them were like the usual, my family and my friends, and then they got a little outlandish, and those were always fun.
Yeah, like, do you remember what one of the outlandish ones was?
I really enjoyed whenever people started talking about goofy stuff, like having...
thankful for my 17 cats.
Yeah, 17 cats, things like that. Those are great.
There was a lot of people that were thankful for technology.
Oh, definitely.
It was like
for good reason.
2/3 of the thankfulness was technology. I guess if we didn't have it, you wouldn't be listening to me today.
Exactly. See, it's a blessing. Otherwise, they'd miss you, and that'd be a shame.
Do you guys have family traditions on Thanksgiving that you do? Is there anything that you do special?
We do. We starve all morning, and we attempt to steal snacks while my mama has her back turned. And then my mama, which is my grandmother, and my mother work all day. And as we get older, we get added to kitchen duty, and we kind of rotate each year of who's doing what.
Oh, how nice.
When I was younger, we went to my nan's, and we'd all play football outside. But over at mama's, everybody cooks. And if you're not cooking, you're helping prep for the house. But mostly we starve, and then we eat.
Yeah, I kind of do that, too. Like, I try to go as long, but I've been listening to Half Size Me. Have you ever heard the podcast? And I'm going to share it with you. It's Heather Robertson. And you know, I'm always trying to get skinny. It doesn't work to starve. Did you know it doesn't work to starve yourself in the morning? Because then you just eat so much more. And what about that? Like, Gina, do you have special elastic pants for Thanksgiving? I think we should create a line of those.
No, I'm more clever than that. I wear a dress. No buttons to undo. Ain't got to worry about the stretch because you get you an Empire waist dress. Your grandmothers will think that you look great.
Yeah.
It's a twofer.
Twofer. That's right. Exactly. I'm appreciating that. I usually wear jeans so that I won't overeat because Thanksgiving food is so heavy that you don't have to eat much and you're so full. You're so full. And on the next podcast, we're going to talk about, we're actually going to give recipes of what to do with your leftovers from Thanksgiving. That's going to be fun. So yeah. I'm excited
about
that.
It'll help with the sensible eating.
Yeah.
Because we starve that way. There's less leftovers afterwards because then all the kids eat. But, you know, if you're eating sensibly, you'll have leftovers.
Well, I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving, you that listen to the Julie Tussie Show. We have a lot of exciting things going on that we'll tell you about after we talk about our thankfulness. But I wanted to talk about, let's make up, Gina, me and you, our five things we're thankful for this year, starting with number five. Do you want to start or you want me to start?
You go first.
All right. Me, as the Julie Tussie Show, one of the things I'm very thankful for is that we are reaching and affecting the lives of women to the point that we are now becoming fully syndicated. And that's a big word, syndicated. And it means that we're going to reach a lot of people. So I'm very, very thankful for that. And you don't have to be thankful just for Julie Tussie Show stuff.
Well, as far as Julie Tussie Show stuff goes, my number five would be those amazing heated seats in your car because it's our first day of snow here and I am not about being cold.
Yeah, I was telling Gina my car is an Avalon Limited. I want to be a Lexus car. I wish I should have just bought a Lexus. I had a Cadillac and traded it, but it has heated seats, all four of them. It has air conditioning in the seats. Did you know that, Gina?
I'm waiting to see this summer how that works out.
It's amazing, except it can feel a lot like you're riding a glacier. All the air comes right between your legs. It's the weirdest thing, and up your back. So I'm like, okay, we got to turn that off. That's a little too cold. No one wants to straddle a glacier.
So when you got hot flashes, that's the car for you.
Yeah, it's a menopause car, though, because you can be, you know, it don't matter what it is outside. When you have menopause or perimenopause, you could be cold, and then in 5 minutes, you can be hot. So you can go from nice, toasty, warm, like almost like toasted coconut seat heat to straddling your glacier.
Exactly. Whatever you got to do.
I was complaining to Gina because I'm like, stupid X amount of cost car. And it doesn't even have an auto start button on it. I have to come out in a freezing car and start it. And I paid so much money for it, which I shouldn't have done. I missed my Cadillac too bad. So I'm glad you're thankful for those seats. Okay, yeah. Number four. What am I thankful for? I am thankful that because we are podcasting, we have made a whole bunch of friends in the podcasting arena. And it's opened my eyes to people that are out there that you would never know about. Like Jason Lienarts, he's a personal trainer. He tries to train me, but I'm almost impossible to train. Poor Jason. I love you, Jace. But I never knew about him and his podcast called Revolutionary You. And I didn't know about Heather Robertson of Half Size Me. And I didn't know about Corinne Crabtree of the 100 Fit and Fat, 100 Pounds to Fit and Fat. And people like that. And of course, I do listen to other things other than health and fitness, but not many. And so that's made me so glad. And you know what else? On the cusp of that, we're cool because we have a podcast. Yeah. We didn't even know it was cool. I didn't know it was cool.
No.
And now we're part of that cool, like, younger crowd since I'm staying younger, you know, that know about it. Because, like, I run into people that are actually my true age and they're like, what's a podcast? And I'm like, you know that...
It's radio.
Give an iPhone, give me your phone.
It's here. Kind of radio, kind of, sort of.
It's like radio on demand by category or personality, and that is my phrase that I coined. Yes, you're welcome.
Right.
But I'm thankful for that this year. All right, what's your number four?
Let's go with a personal one this time. Got to say family and friends for top because, you know, that's how it works.
Otherwise then you look like a jerk if you don't put that one as number one.
I guess my cats, they're jerks, but I love them. They're fluffy.
They're warm.
They're warm. They're spoiled. Astro will literally sit and wait by the door for my husband. And he thinks he's a dog, so I always know when someone's coming by our house, and that's handy.
Because he goes, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know? And, mm-hmm. and I like to not wear pants when I'm at home relaxing, so having a guard cat
TMI, lets me know. You can put them on.
TMI, TMI.
So when Gina's home, she's pantless at all times.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's terrible when my landlord comes by.
You're so funny.
He's always like, you never answer the door. Oh, you know me, Greg. I'm just busy, busy, busy.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? The first thing you want to do when you get home is like get naked, right? Doesn't everybody? I'm thankful for that. That should be my number four. Thank God I have a home where when I get home, I can go completely naked in a robe. Because
mostly the bra.
I still have kids at home. Yeah, the bra. That is a big thing.
Toss that away.
I know. All right, so my number four was that I can come home and be completely naked if I want to. I used to tell Gary when we were dating, oh, I clean naked. Just give him something to think about.
I don't know. I feel like that would just contribute to a larger workload of cleaning.
No.
Be like, why is my house suddenly coated in mud? Just thick layers of mud. And then Gary's just sitting at home waiting to see you come home and clean.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, did I track that in? Honey, you need to come clean that? Is that just...
Why are you dressed? That's not what I was promised.
Get your clothes off and come clean this mess up. I would just say it. Well, every once in a while, okay, this is like such a TMI Thanksgiving podcast. But every once in a while, aren't you ladies like this? We should do a poll, Gina, to see if they are. But like you're taking a shower and you get out and then the bathtub needs wiped. So you're naked, right?
Right.
You dry yourself and then you wipe down your bathtub and then you're like, oh, the counter needs clean. Like, I don't go get the vacuum and vacuum naked. Just kind of clean the bathroom. But I wanted him, you know, men think about sex every 6 seconds and I wanted him to think about me.
Right. I mean, that's one way to do it.
Got to keep his interest. He married me, didn't he? He married me.
Plus, I feel like that'll also lead to some interesting, terrible gifts like... You get a new feather duster.
Yeah, and a maid's outfit.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm liking that. I want that. That's going on my Christmas list with some nice sparkly red high heels.
Oh, to love flare in there. You could reach so much for dusting, but it would suck for picking up.
I know. All right. So, and now I traded in my Sasha. I gave my Sasha to Stephanie.
She gets Sasha.
She got a new name, some Star Wars name or something. I don't know. Senna, I think they named her something like that. I don't know. And I have now I got the Roomba because Sasha, she was a lightweight, but she was my trial vacuum because I want to work smarter, not harder. So now I can lay on the couch naked while Sasha's
there. Yeah, there you go. And if you drop your chips, Sasha's got you.
Yes. I don't need a dog or a cat. I had Sasha. So Sasha was like an elementary school, and I ordered a high school Roomba.
Okay.
The iRobot Roomba, and she's in a box. She just came, and I'm going to name her Sasha 2.
Sasha
2.0.
2.0. I did.
So my number three is I am thankful for Sasha 2.0. I'm so thankful that while I'm having coffee and posting on Facebook and doing live videos, I don't have to vacuum anymore.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I like that one.
What's your three?
I guess I've been pretty thankful this year. I've got to go on a few adventures and learn some new things culturally and have a friend that recently converted to another religion and she's been letting me follow her along with that and it's kind of cool to watch. I'm always interested in that. I actually looked into anthropology as a potential study when I was in school. So,
well, that's getting cool. It's kind of cool to open up and see what's out there. My number two would have to be that I am thankful for Gina Paytech. I'm thankful to have you as my assistant on the Julie Tussie Show, and now the cooking show is coming.
You can make me blush.
I know, I'm making you blush. But I really am thankful for you, Gina, because you've been such an addition and a blessing. And I tell people you're all cute, but you're so smart, and you're kind of tricky that way.
Don't give away my tricks.
I know. Your tricks are, yeah, really, really bringing a great aspect to the show. And I love your heart. You'll just do anything I ask you to do, basically. And sometimes, we go from creating, world-overtaking, gigantic ideas for podcasts and cooking shows, and then we go up and fold underwear and laundry.
Life must continue in the kingdom.
Yes, we must keep this empire we're building clean.
Exactly.
Right? So we do anything. How many times have we jumped in the car and you're like taking notes the whole time, making phone calls the whole time as we drive to the mall because we have to go do some live footage or go just do something? You know, it's kind of crazy. It's fun.
Got to multitask for the win.
I know.
That's how you take over.
I know. Because we're not building a business. We're building an empire.
Exactly. And if you ask them nicely, most of the time they'll hand you the crown without even realizing it.
That's right. That's right. So what's your number two?
Well, I want to say you, because that was nice.
Aww.
I'm thankful for heating blankets.
Me and heating blankets.
You and heating blankets.
Is it so bad to work for me, Gina, or do you like it?
It's not. I love working here.
Thank you. I'm so glad, because we love having you. It's a lot of fun. All right. And my number one, of course, is I'm so thankful for my husband and my children and the grandbabies. I got two new grandbabies and all of the people that listen to the Julie Tusty Show and follow and support all the women. Do you know, Gina, when I grew up, I was the only girl in my family. And I just prayed and prayed. I was always like, Jesus, please give me a sister. Please, Jesus. I want a girl. I want girls. And now I'm telling you what, isn't that true? Our family is like overrun with girls.
They're really cute, though.
And my life is overrun with women, and I love that. I have so many women in my circle. I might not be super close with all of them, so I have like a circle I'm close with, and then I have a circle that I kind of feel like we're friends on Facebook and on the social media, and I love that. I'm very thankful this year for that. I'm thankful also that 2 weeks ago we bought a new house for the first time since the Great Depression of 2008 when we lost everything.
I know.
So God is good. He's been really good to us, and we're blessed.
Yeah.
What's your number one?
Oh, you know, gotta go with friends and family. Definitely.
And I can tell you're a real friends and family girl, because you're always running to see your mama, and I love it. Your niece.
They're always, I love my niece. She was in dance class the other day. I went to visit them, and she thought if she skipped that she could get to come see me, but instead I just stayed so I could see her off to the school bus. But she was like, oh, I don't feel like dancing today. And we're like, we're on to you, child. Off to dance for you.
Yeah, here's your punishment. Go dance.
Go dance. And, I think that friends and family are pretty important. They usually go hand in hand. Like, you might have friendly acquaintances, but my sisters are friends that we've just adopted that are so closely knit. I also grew up without any sisters and wanted one. And I guess I wanted one bad enough, I just brought one home and never let
her leave.
I love it.
And she's beautiful. She's awesome. That's great.
That worked out.
Aw, well, for those of you listening today, four adopted sisters. I love that. I have lots of sisters in my life too. And if you're listening today, thank you for being in my life. I appreciate you. For those of you that are listening today, I know that, and Gina, you may realize this too, but sometimes the holidays can be a very hard time for people.
Loss of loved ones and separation.
Yes. And, you know, just kind of down, feeling lonely. So if you're struggling, please do reach out to someone and let them know that you're struggling through the holidays. And I want you to know that the holidays are just here and gone so fast. And life can be hard, but there are people out there that love you and care about you. And God cares about you. And he doesn't want you to be sad. So find a church, find a friend, find a counselor, find someone that you can talk to, but don't be blue during the holidays and stay that way. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of helplines and hotlines and I know for me at least, church is a big thing that would help me, but I know everybody has something different. So if you're listening today and you're feeling a little down, reach out to somebody. Reach out to us on Facebook. We'll talk to you. You can find me at The Julie Tussey Show on Facebook. And but we love you. We appreciate you. All of you that have influenced my life in podcasting, I'm thankful for you right now. Those of you that support me like Heather and Jason and other friends and family that support. You know, sometimes, Gina, I always have this great big happy face in front, and I'm usually up. But like even today, I was having a down day today. And, you know, it can all look good on the outside, but it's everybody has struggles and everybody has problems. And it's good to know in this holiday season that we're not alone. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for Gary for helping with this dream. This is my dream, and it's coming true.
I'd clap for Gary, but I'm afraid of what I'd do to your mic. So, sorry, right. Claps for Gary.
Yeah, he's great. He's hard on me. Like, he's hard on me. He won't do things for me, but he does help produce the podcast. And now he's, like, totally taking the cooking show, which is just such a blessing that this door has opened to us. And I hope that everybody listening goes and finds it. We're going to be at youtube.com/C/TMETV. And then we'll be on a lot of other channels. You can also find it at thejulietusseyshow.com. We're going to have links. We're just talking about that in the car. We're getting it ready because it'll air January the 3rd. But I'm living my dream. And Gina, it's not because I did it all by myself. Most of the time, you cannot fulfill your dream all by yourself. So thank you, everyone, so much. Reach out. Let us know how much you're enjoying the podcast. If you love us, give us some love. And we love you all so much. We hope you have a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
And if no one else says it, we're thankful for you.
We're thankful for you.
This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
Hi, this is Marilyn. I'd love for you to go and subscribe to the Julie Tussey Show Fabulous Cooking on youtube.com/C/TMETV.
Want to give a shout out to the amazing DJs here in Richmond, Kentucky, Organized Sounds. Find them on Facebook. If you want to book your event with them, they are fabulous. They were a key to the success of our Victorious meeting. And I want to give another shout out to the Seeker newspaper. Christy Miller, thank you so much for all that you do in our community. We appreciate you and thank you for sponsoring the Julie Tussey Show. Tussey Homes Incorporated would like to thank you for listening to The Julie Tussey Show. If you're looking for a beautiful original design home in the Richmond, Kentucky area, please reach out to them at facebook.com/Tussey Construction. Tussey Homes, welcome home.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTusseyShow and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.